Testament, I want to talk about being an ambassador of love. Brooke, please read for us 2 Corinthians 5.
Okay. Let's see. Starting 1 Corinthians? I thought you said 2 Corinthians.
It is. I'm sorry, it is 2 Corinthians. Yeah, 2 Corinthians 5. Sorry.
5, verse 16. So, stop evaluating Christians by what the world thinks about them or by what they seem to be like on the outside. Once I mistakenly thought of Christ that way, merely as a human being like myself, how differently I feel now. When someone becomes a Christian, he becomes a brand new person inside. He is not the same anymore. A new life has begun. All these new things are from God, who brought us back to himself through what Christ Jesus did. And God has given us the privilege of urging everyone to come into his favor and be reconciled to him. For God was in Christ, restoring the world to himself, no longer counting men's sins against them, but blotting them out. This is the wonderful message he has given us to tell others. We are Christ's ambassadors. God is using us to speak to you. We beg you, as though Christ himself were here pleading with you, receive the love he offers you. Be reconciled to God. For God took the sinless Christ and poured into him our sins. Then, in exchange, he poured God's goodness into us.
Amen. So taking the responsibility seriously is akin to being an ambassador for Christ. So I love how Paul words this, of course. In Scripture, it's so well written. We are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. So someone that hasn't been in prayer at all, and you saying those words, would you pray with me? It's like a breath of fresh air. It's like living water that they haven't had in such a long time. And so in doing so, if we pray with them, just one example, if we pray with them, we through that union, we bring them back to God. Is that not amazing or what? And just maybe they'll have enough hope through your actions that they'll start getting on a different path and start trusting in the Lord.
Amen.
That's what's amazing that can happen through little things like that. And I applaud John Eilers because I know he does this. I know Mike Ratchford does this. And this is what is exciting. And this is full-time ministry. We cannot take this any less seriously than any full-time paid ministry position.